You're not gonna believe what Dennis Rodman did to his cakes.
And Tom Brady might have to deflate some more balls. We'll explain.
Ooh. Welcome to Dish Nation!
Okay, y'all, in case y'all didn't...
Balls threw me off, right? I'm sorry.
Okay, y'all, in case you didn't catch it, Adele stopped her Vegas concert over the weekend to defend a fan who was being hassled by security for standing up and singing during the show. Take a look at this.
Yes, him. What did you do? Why are you bothering him? Can you leave him alone, please?
Yes.
Leave him alone. They won't bother you again, my darling.
Is Juan Pablo shared the video he took with a selfie stick, and he was definitely being extra, which was what bothered other concert goers. But Juan Pablo says he's not sorry about it and that the people behind him could have stood up too if he was blocking their view. How do y'all feel about that?
Wasn't Juan Pablo a Bachelor contestant?
You know what? I think so. Doesn't it sound familiar?
Yeah,
that's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
But on the other hand, this is what concerts is supposed to be about.
Stand
You're supposed to stand up. You pay your money to go see your fave. You hear your favorite song live. What is the problem?
You can't see you stand up, too.
Hello?
Yeah, but girl, not with a selfie stick, honey.
I'm sorry. It's 2023. Everybody is using them.
Everybody got a phone.
Well, they came out for a while, then I stopped seeing people using them. But then, they're making a weird comeback.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I mean, like, have you been peeping, like, the reaction that she's been getting, even with the people who, like, you know, got engaged right on set, and even the way he's acting? Adele is Mary J. Blige for white people.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she brings that feeling and emotion
they
out of her.
They love her.
Yeah, but no, you know Ms. Juan was being extra. They told y'all that this girl was being extra.
Hell, well, so what? You can be extra at a concert. You're going out to have a good time. They probably had some drinks, you know?
Yeah, true.
And they just
She should have waited for Pride for all that. Hell,
oh,
all that
no.
Stuff for concert.
Did y'all notice she's singing with no shoes on? I am here for her. She better have all the soul in the world.
No shoes on?
She's the white Fantasia.
No shoes.
Okay.
Getting a Kanye.
Not
well, all right, y'all. All right, now, y'all know that Irina Shayk has been dating Tom Brady since last month, but that's not keeping her from vacationing with another man.
Oh,
now, Irina dropped a bunch of topless pics on the gram with the caption, Rocky Summer.
Oh.
Photos by LB. Well, LB stands for Leonard Bernstein, the composer that Bradley Cooper is playing in the upcoming movie Maestro.
Oh.
I like what she did there. In our IG story, Irina dropped a shirtless pic of Bradley, but reportedly, it was a family trip with their 6-year-old daughter, Leah. And it seems that Tom Brady's not jealous of their close relationship. A source went on to say, it is actually attractive to Tom to see how strong of a woman and a wonderful mom she is. He respects it.
That's a lot.
I don't know. These pictures are a lot for family vacation.
Exactly, honey. If Keisha would have done that, damn it, with Jeffrey, honey, she wouldn't have lived to tell the story.
Yeah, but I'm sure this is vacation. It looks like an ad, no?
That does give Calvin Klein vibes.
It is very much an ad. She does, too.
Yeah, but what about her? I don't know. It's not giving family vacation. It's giving vacation.
It looks like work.
It's giving vacation.
Would y'all do that? Would any of y'all girls do that with y'all
kids? Like, would you go on vacation with Vince and you and let
Whoa, 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 that's
and
my
let
cousin.
Vince take pictures of you like this, topless on a rock.
Yeah.
The rock of all ages.
I didn't hear anything past Vince. Sorry. Yeah, but is she wrong if they not exclusive? If her and Tom is not exclusive, is she wrong for that,
dog?
No, she not.
Yes, she is.
No.
Well, don't say that's your man and just say, oh, Tom's a friend.
The great Beyonce said, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Hello.
Okay?
Okay, y'all, so an Atlanta high school football coach has been arrested for punching a player in the stomach during a game. Damn. And the moment was broadcasted on local TV. Check it out.
Oh.
Yeah, hell no.
Oh.
Ooh.
I know you lying.
Listen, couldn't have been my son.
I would have dove into the field with an opposing team's helmet and beat the hell out of that coach.
Yeah.
So it's being reported that the man is a lay coach for Mays High School, which means he does not teach at the school or hold a teaching certificate.
Oh, hell no.
After the incident, he was taken into custody and he'll face charges of simple battery as well as administrative charges from the school district.
I'm sorry.
Now,
I'm sorry.
That's a problem.
Yeah. No. Till this day, they would still be surgically removing my foot from his esophagus.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
why,
no.
Why would he punch that boy like
it's football?
No, you don't.
That's
have to...
what that makes these little boys tough. Had that happened to my ass in school, I would have been a better wide receiver with football. So
you
no.
are a good wide receiver.
You've been receiving wide for years.
Yeah, I'm assuming your pain threshold is way higher than mine.
You're a good tight end.
Yeah. You showed them how to catch a ball.
I wonder what the parent did.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what did the parents
do? Because, baby,
my foot would still be in
that
man's throat. I am so sorry.
The game would have had to stop. I'm sorry.
And I'm calling JR because I'm going to jail.
Well, let's get into this, y'all. Okay, everybody.
Tattoo or tattoo.
All right, y'all. So here we go again, honey, with Dennis Rodman. Now, he's showing more love, honey, for his girlfriend, Miss Yella Yella, by tattooing both of their faces on his arse. So Dennis posted the tattoo on the gram with the caption, "Always by my side, y'all." Now, is this a tattoo or a tattoo?
I'm happy for him.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been looking for this kind of love for a long time.
Is that really on his arse?
Yeah.
I think it's a tattoo.
It looks. You like it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And where it's placed, I think it's nice.
I like it on his arse. His arse is not like bumpy and ugly and disgusting looking. It looks pretty smooth. It don't really look like him, but the tattoo looked all right.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she likes it, you know, when she goes and she visits his arse.
Yeah.
She's able to see her.
It's cool if they put him on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Ain't no split in between.
But sister, would you like it if beautiful did
that? No man put us asunder. You stay on one. We on one side together.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I like that. That's cute.
My wife got
a lot of tattoos. I might give me one of them.
Yeah.
I gotta get I gotta get a really good tattoo person.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It sounds like a Quickie has the West Coast legend DJ Quick shook, y'all.
Uh-oh.
So apparently, allegedly, the rapper felt the need to release a deep, dark secret this week. So what better way to let it all out than to head over to Facebook?
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
So an account claiming to belong to DJ Quick wrote a post about him having a whole secret daughter, y'all, out here, and having no idea that he had a third child.
Wow.
Yes, ain't that juicy? Here's a little of what was written. Cue music. Hit it, HK.
I not only had two kids, but I also have three beautiful children. It was difficult for me to learn that I had a child whose existence I wasn't aware of due to her mother not informing me about the pregnancy. My goal is now to be the best father that I could be for all of my children. You know, DJ Quick always be rapping upbeat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my good friends, not so quick. The rapper is now claiming that this is all for gazy news, y'all.
Fake, yes. Oh my God.
Fake news. Yesterday, he went to Instagram to clear the air and post it. What did
he
say, HK?
Hey, so someone's doing a hit job on your boy on Facebook.
Oh! And now, everyone wants to know, are you or are you not the daddy?
Somebody call Maury.
Yes.
Get Maury on the line.
Baby.
You know, the possibility of long lost children is always possible in the business that we're in.
Especially if you're an entertainer.
He comes from the era, too, when, like, they were kind of wild and they were out here wild. So do you think the possibility of him having a long lost child is like,
it's a possibility.
Strong.
I want to see the child so I can look at his eyes, look at his teeth, look at his nose.
That's like Jay-Z said. The boy said he was Jay-Z's child. I mean, he looked just like it, but then Beyonce was like, no, that's not our child, honey, so. Mm.
And like, it's one of the things, you don't even need a blood test for that one. Like, just look at the guy.
Exactly, Jay-Z refused allegedly to take the test.
But Quick was moving around in an era too where like chicks was like, ooh, you got good hair. Like, and he still has good hair. So like, his options were unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Coming up next, Blac Chyna wants Tyga to run her some child support, but Tyga isn't having it. We'll have more after the break.
That is so astonishing to me. Like, why do you want to pay child support?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey, what up?
All right, well, looks like Tyga is clapping back at his baby mama, Blac Chyna, a.k.a. Angela White, after she recently filed a petition to determine parental relationship in regard to the 10-year-old son, King. Now, according to court docs, Chyna is asking for joint custody of their son to be split between the two, and she wants him to cough up some dough for child support. But Tyga filed back after the news surfaced, and he wrote in the comment section of a Shade Room post, he said, 10 years later, nah, stick to your schedule, Saturday through Monday. No Rack City for you.
I'm not surprised. Don't you guys remember it came out that Tyga and Rob Kardashian are the ones who are most hands-on with their kids, with Blac Chyna. So she only has the kids supposedly on the weekends. So why are you asking for child support?
Yeah, you should get allowance at that point.
Yeah, like why are you asking for child support?
It don't matter. She needs to, them babies still got to eat on the weekend.
I'm with him.
So she ain't got no job?
Yeah, she got a job.
When they was together, friend, did she ever have a job situation when they first got together? No.
Yeah, she was shutting King of Diamonds down.
She was
from Miami.
She was a major stripper.
Okay, but now she got children and she can't go to the King of Diamonds and Diamonds, you know?
Taxes and stuff?
Yeah. It's the best job. It's mostly a cash business. Most people are claiming it.
Oh, you can't file taxes.
So the state would know how much she made as a stripper. So it would be like low-key. I don't think it's like...
I thought the den mother take money from them and stuff and they still got to pay taxes.
No, I don't think you...
She hasn't been stripping for quite some time. I want to put that out there. But then it was like the OnlyFans thing. It was like, yo, she's the most highest paid person on OnlyFans.
But then when you saw her, she said she only made $3,000 or something from OnlyFans.
That's what you're supposed to say to avoid the taxes.
Okay. Well, then that lets you know she's not paying the taxes, which means it's not being registered how much she makes.
The messed up thing is I remember her famously saying that Blac Chyna does not ask her baby fathers for money, but apparently Angela does.
Good for Angela.
Well, moving along, child. Iggy Azalea was forced to end her recent performance in Saudi Arabia. Who was hiring this lady? Early after a wardrobe fupa, as Gary would say. So, in a viral video, Iggy is seen on stage rapping, and when she drops down to her knees to get her eagle on, one leg of her pants splits open. Now, Iggy tried to keep it cute by covering up with a towel, but the Saudi Arabian police was like, no ma'am, and they ended the show early. Thank God. Take a look at this.
Oh.
Because her pants split, they ended the show.
You know, the show skin.
Yeah.
And I will never forgive T.I. for introducing me to this lady without my consent.
You know, it was good till it wasn't.
Well, it's obviously out of money for outfit split that damn quick because she needs to work. So that's why she's in Saudi Arabia. Oh, so
she got some fans and she's in Saudi Arabia.
I ain't hear nobody clapping or nothing. So I don't know if they fans or if they just had a free show from
the
beginning.
They came to see her freestyle.
Oh, okay. Well,
not so fancy.
They didn't show the audience. Was it a big crowd?
I don't know. I just want to know who's hiring. Stop hiring her, please. Please.
Not, well, it'd be crazy. Like, people who fall off here be kind of low-key popping across the pond.
Oh, okay, that's true. That's
like,
true.
This is why I'm hot, dude, is somewhere tearing the stage down. You know what I'm saying? In, like, a non-English-speaking country, getting to the bag while we done turned our back
not
on
this
her.
Is why I'm hot.
No, This Is Why I'm Hot was a culture reset. I'm sorry. Like, it was a great song.
Wow. All right, y'all, up next, Rosie O'Donnell is calling on the Beehive to help her with the Beyoncé request. We'll reveal what that is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey, y'all. So Miss Rosie O'Donnell is in distress, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all, she is getting ready to go see Queen Bee, and she needs some help finding an outfit to wear. Now, y'all know that Beyoncé has made it very clear that if you come in to see her, she wants you in a certain attire, and Miss Rosie just doesn't have it in her closet, child. Check this out.
I've been told by a fairly reliable source that Beyoncé wants everyone who's coming to see her on Labor Day to wear silver clothes. I don't have silver clothes. Does anyone know where I could get silver clothes to wear? I mean, like a silver shirt, maybe? I mean, I want to be part of the cool kids.
Oh. I love how concerned she seemed about the whole situation.
Oh, Rosie.
When you went there, did you, like, you saw, like, people are really decked out in silver and everything.
They, and they serious about it.
Yeah.
Well, they were walking miles to get to the concert from where they parked in
she
silver heels.
But were you in Beyoncé dress code when you went?
Hell no, I didn't even know about the dress code.
You showed up. I think Rosie will be good.
Yeah, I think Rosie's Rosie. I think she'll be okay.
Yeah.
But she wants to be one of the cool kids. She can get a, just get you a gray button-up, Rosie, or something, you know.
I'll put some Murray's grease on, like, the gray hair. It'll give it a little bit more of a metallic, shiny look. You are truly in a league of your own.
You got your hair a little bit. Yeah.
Period. You got
some with some glitter spray. You got that.
Period.
Would a do-rag work?
Yeah.
Not a do-rag.
No. No, not for Rosie. She can get us some, okay. All right, y'all, moving on. The actors might be on strike, but that is not stopping D.B. Woodside from letting Hollywood know that once things are back in order, he is coming for his own show. D.B. tweeted, head crack, give me your best D.B., please.
Bold as sweet I ever sin. Lucifer, big success. Blessed to play my part. Night agent, big success. Blessed to play my part. Suits, big success. Blessed to play my part. In conclusion, I think I deserve the opportunity to lead my own show.
Oh.
Okay. Well, closed mouth don't get fed, right?
Right.
So I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him for saying that.
Do y'all know D.B. Well, do you know him a lot?
Why did he have his own show already?
I did have
already?
To look up a picture of him.
You know, don't say that. He's been around for ages.
Right.
But I think with him, he's played, you know, supporting roles for so long. Mm-hmm. So it's like that can kind of be a blessing or a curse.
There's a lot of people who fall into that character actor space where you know their face, but you didn't know what their name was until you saw them do something.
Why are you waiting on Hollywood? You make it happen, sir. You've been around since Jesus was on the cross. Go
maybe like the rest of us. Maybe like the rest of us.
What's that mean?
Figure it out.
Amen.
Amen. So yeah, I mean, that's the word. Figure it out, DB. Go ahead and create your own show. Pitch it. You know the routine.
That's why I said, like us, figure it out. Hell, ain't none of us got our own talk show or anything like that. It's not that simple.
But we're on Dish Nation, which is a great job to have.
I just want to be like, so what's the name of this, boo?
Dish Nation.
Yeah, this is number two for me.
I think I might have one.
Oh.
Oh, hello! Brat has her own show. She's an EP on there. Okay, exactly.
Oh, and I forgot Tamar had hers too.
Tamar created the Braxtons.
And she has one right now as well. Yeah.
We're literally sitting next to two black women who created and spearheaded their own shows, pitched it, created it. So, I mean, if these women can do it, DB, you can as well.
He sure can. Mm-hmm. But anyway, rapper Moneybagg, honey, yo, is being accused of having fake money. My Lord, child, now that's sorry when we come right back.
I can't.
Not my Lord.
My Lord.
Maybe y'all can pitch that.
He sure can. They sure do.
That is funny.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, someone is out there claiming Moneybagg Yo is capping because he ain't got no bag. How could it be? So a fan took to social media after she shelled out $500 on tickets for her son to enjoy his very first concert, but was pissed because she claims when Moneybagg Yo hit the stage, he made it rain fake cash. Check this out.
Look at this. They in there throwing fake money. Got my son all excited, and they in there throwing fake. Y'all, I can't make this up. Why even throw money? Throw that out the window. Throw it out the window.
She's never seen a $2 bill before. Like, that's real money. Yeah. That was definitely real money.
Well, what was her son doing at a Moneybagg Yo concert?
Thank you.
He looked like a child.
Like, it's a five-layer cake of things wrong with this story, but, you know, Moneybagg Yo hit his IG stories after he saw the video and claimed this is all lies. He said, I might throw ones. I don't care how much money I got. I'm not throwing out no real fake guns. It's big cap.
I'm not throwing out real or fake hundreds.
Yeah.
So he not throwing no money is what he's saying.
He throwing money. He throw dollars, but not hundreds.
Is Moneybagg Yo the first artist to throw fake money at a show?
No,
they do make fake bucks, though. Usher's got Usher bucks. When you go to his concert and you just money everywhere, that's
can
Moneybagg
I buy anything
Yo.
With Usher bucks?
In a really dark place.
I ain't never been either, sis.
No. Really?
I've never been.
I need to go. I want to go to Vegas.
Never been where?
I want to get picked.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Me too.
But you're a mother.
Hey, make it happen.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.